Welcome to another episode of Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the Sentinel Records Sports Department. I'm sports reporter Krishnan Collins. I sat down with new National Park College women's basketball head coach Dominique Battles and spoke with him about taking over Young Nighthawks women's basketball program. Coach Battles spent 8 years at Jonesboro High School en route to 2 state championships and recently spent time as the head coach of the Lakeside Junior High girls basketball team. Coach Battles, welcome to the Sentinel Record podcast room. Just how are you doing today?
Man, I'm great. Thank you for having me. It's been a pretty cool place. I've never been inside the Sentinel.
Yep, awesome. Thanks for coming down. And just hours before recording this podcast, we received the press release that you were announced as the head women's basketball coach at National Park College. Just what can you say about the opportunity?
It's exciting. An opportunity to coach at the college level, to make my mom and dad proud. That post was on Facebook today. I'm sure my mom is going crazy right now. But just the opportunity that Coach Hutnell gave me in National Park, it's a blessing. I'm excited.
What was going through your mind and what was the decision-making process like for you in accepting this job?
It was pretty interesting. So Coach Hutnell called me up and we sat down. We had a meeting. We were kind of driving around campus and, he was kind of explaining everything to me and the schedule, And I literally looked over to him. I go, I don't know if you did this on purpose, but I think I'm perfect for this job. And so, I sat there. I wanted a day to kind of, to grasp it, the concept of coaching college and, blah, blah, blah. But, I think it's just the perfect place for me right now.
Yeah, and let's look back into the past a little bit. Just talk about your time as a head coach at Jonesboro High School and kind of what you learned there and accomplished there.
Got you. So at Jonesboro, I was there for 8 years, coached junior high, and then ended up coaching high school before I moved here. It was just those girls that we had, 2 state championships, 4 state final appearances. We were good. They were a different group of girls. Had a handful of D1 players. I think everyone of my starting 5 either played D2 or D1. They played some kind of college basketball. So it was fun. It was fun to be a part of that. It was fun to watch those girls play. And I loved Jonesboro, but I was really tired of Flatland. So I don't know how much you know about Northeast Arkansas. Jonesboro is a great place, a great city, but I grew up in Northeast Arkansas my whole entire life, so I just wanted a way out. Not out of Jonesboro High School or Jonesboro the city. I just wanted some fresh air and some mountains and less mosquitoes in my life. So it just happened to be we were here playing the state finals when the job at Lakeside came open, and so that all kind of felt meant to be too. And all that kind of led into this. So I was just love Jonesboro, love the people I met there, my family there, but I had to get to some mountains and some hills.
Yeah, so let me tell you, I just graduated from Arkansas State University. Nice. So I was in Jonesboro for 4 years, and something me and my friends always joked about was just how flat it was.
So flat.
You could see in every direction when just anywhere you're driving down Red Wolf Boulevard, driving down Caraway, just you could see everything. So I totally get what you mean by how flat
it
was.
And I grew up in Gosling, Arkansas, which is a little more Northeast Arkansas. So when I tell you, you could see from your house to the next city, and unless you were getting covered by mosquitoes.
Yeah, so when you came to Lakeside here for the junior high basketball program, just talk about your time there, your experience and kind of what you learned there.
All right, so I'm thankful for that too, because that's what brought me here. That's kind of what led into here. So I just, that job just happened to pop open while I was here. It kind of felt like a meant to be thing. Interviewed there, had a great interview. They called me right away. The kids, the parents, all the people I met there, just great. They've helped me out so much in my 2 years here. The school district itself wasn't home, but the people I met were like family. And so they've, as a personal trainer now at Hot Springs Health and Fitness, I can't get rid of Lakeside people. They were my first clients as far as personal training goes. And, I got to meet Coach Hutnell through that, because his kids go to Lakeside. So I've seen him at basketball games. He got to see me coach before I knew who he was. So Lakeside just kind of led me into this.
Yeah. And, how will you use these past coaching experiences now to apply that experience onto the collegiate level?
So at Jonesboro, I was lucky enough to work with a former college coach and Joey Christenberry. She coached at ASU and she had some college coaching experience. So we kind of ran our program like a college program, right? So we did everything that, all the things that she had learned at college, kind of even some of the offenses and stuff that we run. And so that experience alone, like literally when he told me that, I was like, I've been ready for this for so long, I didn't even know. And so I think I've kind of been prepared for this without knowing I was preparing for this, just because Jody Christenberry kind of groomed me for this kind of job, I think.
Yeah, and in your first year as head coach at National Park, just what are kind of going to be your goals?
You know, the first year, one, I just want to learn more about National Park and about the community that surrounds National Park, and the athletic program in the school. I want to learn the conference. You know, this is going to be a whole different beast for me. So I want to kind of learn the conference and kind of who we're playing against, and the other coaches and all that good stuff. And I mean, and I want to get to know the girls more, and I want to get to know what they want. So I know in junior college, you know, it's kind of revolving doors, you know, players come in and out. So I want to make sure I'm putting in the best system for these girls to thrive, for everybody to be their best on the court, in front of these other, you know, college coaches and against other teams, of course. I don't want to overdo things, right? I don't want to do just enough. I don't want to overdo it. I want to have that balance where I'm doing everything I think National Park needs, these girls need, and everything to get these girls playing at a higher level.
Yeah, and what do you see as your biggest challenges in that first year?
Biggest challenge. You know, there are going to be a lot of challenges, I'm sure. But I think the biggest one is just adapting to the pace of the game, maybe. Coaching at Jonesboro, we still play at a fast pace. Coaching at Lakeside, not as fast. So I think just me being more the shot clock. I haven't played with a shot clock. I haven't coached with a shot clock. So I'm having to get used to, you know, to making sure I'm preparing the girls for those last second shots every 30 seconds. Just getting those girls in shape to play hard for the, you know, and to move and as a coach adjusting to that shot clock pace.
Yeah, and just what do the next couple of months look like for you and your team as you gear up for this upcoming season?
You know, it feels like it's so close. I keep trying to tell myself I still have time, but you know, so far we've already laid the foundation for the offensive system we want to run. So these next couple of months, you know, we just kind of iron that out, make sure everyone's aware, everyone's on the same page. Then we got to get in shape. Right? That's what the girls are dreading the most. We got to get in shape. We got to do some skill work. We got to become closer as a team. I know some of us only there for a year, for 2 years, but we got to develop that team chemistry, get to know each other just a little bit better. That way when we're on the court, everything just flows.
Yeah, and looking down the road over the next few years, you know, into the future, where do you kind of want to take this program?
Whew. Wow, that's a big question. Well, first, I hope they hire me back. I hope I do a good enough job that they want me back next year. You know, that's the first goal. I want to do so good that National Park really wants me to come back as the head coach next year. But as a program, if I'm the head coach, I just want to see it continue to grow. I know it's only been what, 3 years of a program so far. So I would just like to continue. Like I want, you know, I like to see a few more Arkansas girls in our program, and then still branch out to some of those out of state girls and just build a program that around the state that people know. I want kids to have National Park in their mind when they're thinking about playing college basketball and have Hot Springs and, you know, coming to visit us and coming to see us and just growing the program that's something that National Park can be proud of and something that kids, girls notice around Arkansas.
Yeah, and that kind of leads perfectly into one of my last questions here. You know, just what kind of culture are you looking to create around the women's basketball program at National Park?
You know, I really, in my mind, I just want to get all these, you know, create a community around those girls. You know, some of those girls are just, you know, I got some from Houston. You got some from deep Arkansas that have never been here before. You got a few girls from different parts of Texas. I just want a community around those girls. You know, I want people in Hot Springs to help me, you know, make these girls feel at home, to help take care of these girls. I think that's really important for the program to grow and for these girls to enjoy their time here at National Park.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks for stopping by the podcast room, Coach Battles, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks for tuning into our episode as I sat down with Coach Battles. I'm excited to see what Coach Battles does at the helm of the Nighthawk women's basketball program. Our next episode will be released Thursday, September 9th, as sports editor James Lee and I will preview two high school football games featuring teams from the county. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to this podcast to have it delivered to your device as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify.